A hoe is a hoe, right?
Do I not reward her for a nice body?
Will she be sitting on your lap?
The female brain?
Women are everywhere. We're letting them play.
You guys ready? It's time for something new.
Everyone, welcome Brandy.
I'm never calm when things are coming at my face.
How am I going to say I have a diaper fetish if I can't post a picture of myself
We're not
in a diaper?
Being diaper Sam.
Everyone, this is Lindsay.
Bitch, they swim.
Daddy better make me choke.
I hope you need so many abortions. Welcome to episode 8 of Two in the Skates. I'm Brandy and this is
Lindsay.
Follow us on Instagram at tits_pod. Email us your pussy ass bitch nominees and your dicks and anything else, onlyblpod@gmail.com. You can buy merch onlybnl.redbubble.com. And also, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Our house hunting has continued. We're still looking for, we actually applied for a place, so it's possible that we could be living together very shortly, but
we already do live together though.
Basically.
No, like we really do.
Yeah. But if we don't get accepted for this house that we've applied for, we went ahead and kept looking at other ones today.
Yeah, you know, you got to keep your options open.
Yeah. We found one that we liked.
Nobody knows right now. Renting is insane.
Insanely
stupid, which is one of the reasons we're trying to all live together is to save some money. But also because we're always together anyway, it doesn't really make sense to not live together.
Yeah.
But we've come across some gems.
Yeah. And we're finding great deals on the West End, West Side Atlanta. And we talked about it today when we were driving out there. We went skating out there and then we went and looked at houses out in the West End. Always the best experiences with people. Everyone's super nice.
Yeah. A different, I'm going to say it. I almost said the word.
Vibe.
Yeah. A different feeling. Like very, just laid back and
yep.
Easygoing and like, I don't know.
Everyone's super nice.
Yeah.
We saw a very, very sexy man on a motorcycle.
Ugh, my new dad.
We were on the highway and he looked over to us as we were looking at him. He must have felt it. And he did this really fucking cool peace sign blow kiss move that was just so natural and smooth and then just looked forward like the coolest motherfucker.
Yeah, so mom, if you're listening, I met my new dad.
Oh, yeah, he was an older gentleman. So we're going to try to hook up with Lindsay's mom.
Yeah, mom.
We found Lindsay's new stepdad.
Yeah, just my new dad.
New daddy.
He doesn't need to be a step.
We'll call him daddy.
He's just my dad.
But today we did see, we saw one house that we liked. And the best part about it was that we could smell the weed through the wall of the people next door. So we're like, this is a great problem.
We walked in and we're like, weed. But with the West End, it's like very, a lot of the houses are just insanely beautiful.
Yeah.
But then you're still like, you never know what you're going to get. Like there's still some very, not bad areas, just like not nice house, like really...
It's like that thing that you notice in Atlanta where you'll be on one block and it's a bunch of rundown abandoned homes and then the next block over is million-dollar homes. And
but it's the problem with like the ones we've gone to is like it's not even just the house. It's like it's just trashy.
Yeah, just garbage all over the streets
but not
everywhere.
This one.
Not this one. No, this one was nice. But then we told you guys last week about a murder house that we went to that had a big hole in the ground and no power and was terrifying and
weird. Was
that
real? Did that happen? Because like it feels like it didn't happen almost. It was such a blur.
It happened.
Yeah.
We went to a house today.
Almost.
That was
similar. When we pulled up, I was like, should we even go? And because I just got and Brandy was like, we're here. We might as well. So,
might as well.
And I agree because it's fun regardless.
Yeah.
You know you're not going to live there. It started off because the floor felt mushy a little
very
bit.
Very soft, like the one with the hole in the ground.
And it would go like down and up and like you're just in one room and you would...
hills in your house.
Dips.
Yeah.
Down. And we were like, what?
We opened one bedroom door and it was like looking downhill to a window. And we stepped on it just to make sure that we wouldn't fall through and we did not.
Because what happened if we did fall through? Like, I don't know. Nobody would find us.
There was a door to the basement that you open, and it was just...
You die when you walk
dark,
down there.
Unfinished, murdered. Terrifying, garbage dirt in the basement.
We didn't go down there because fuck that.
The light didn't work, so of course we're not going down there.
We wouldn't be here right now.
And then they had this really weird, narrow stairway that every step you went on, it just sounded like you're going to fall right through them.
But we went up.
But we went all the way to the top.
And there was a 10-degree difference.
Yeah, there was about a 10 to 12-degree difference between the downstairs and the upstairs. Way hot upstairs.
And when we opened the door, there was another attic up in one of the bedrooms. And we were like, well, that's why it feels like this.
Oh, yeah. The downhill bedroom. It had a door that looked like a closet door. But fooled you, it's a door to an unfinished attic.
Oh, and then in one of the bathrooms upstairs, if you could only see this whole area if you were in the bathtub, but if you're in the bathtub and you look straight forward, it's like this huge area that's just like nothing but...
It's like a miniature hallway in the wall.
In the wall, and then it goes straight back to a creepy-ass window. It's very weird.
Like, you couldn't even put anything back there because you wouldn't be able to reach it. Very strange house. So, needless to say, we didn't stay there. We said we're not going to live in this one.
Nope.
And then we went to another house that... Very cute, super promising, 2 sunrooms.
Oh my God, I was so excited about going in this house.
It was so great.
So excited.
And we've been booking these self tours where you go and there's a lockbox, you punch in a code, the key's in there, you go in, you look at it yourself, and then you put it back in the lockbox. We run into a few times where either like the key's missing or we can't find the lockbox, so you can't punch in the code to get in. So we get to this house that we loved, and the key, there was no key lockbox on the door with a code, and we're like, maybe it's somewhere else because we found them randomly in other places.
Yeah, or they look different. Like the first one, the duplex that we liked today, it was like not a lock box, but it was like there was no key. It was just a code
on the door.
That you so like if you actually moved in there, that's what you'd have your own code that locked the door, which is really nice because you don't have to keep up with the key.
Yeah.
But with this one, we couldn't find anything.
No.
We went to the back door.
We're knocking on the door. We're looking in windows. We're ringing doorbells.
Like, it's empty, so nobody lives here.
We're all over this house. And then we're back on the front porch.
And I think I said at one point, I wonder if somebody rented it already. But we were like, no, because why would they have accepted our tour request?
Right. Well, then a car pulls up in the driveway.
I panic. I'm like, Brandy.
And the guy gets out. And immediately he's like, hey, do you live here?
Well, because I'm like.
Which was the only question we could think of, honestly.
I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Like, hey, sir. And he was like, yeah. And then I was like.
You know your house is for rent.
Do you know that it's for rent?
And he's like, I think he didn't understand it first. He's like, I rented it or he just got it.
Yeah, and then finally figured out. He said he had just got the keys.
Yeah. But we're standing on his porch.
Like wiggling the doorknob, trying to get in.
He literally acts like this is nothing unusual or weird. He just gets out of his car. He's getting his stuff. He's smoking a cigarette.
He drops his cigarette. He picks his cigarette up.
He walks up on the porch where we're still talking to him. And he's like, yeah, cool. Yeah, just unlocking the door,
not
going inside.
Not looking at us, just minding his own business. And I'm standing literally right behind him.
His elderly mother's hobbling up the yard towards us as well.
She's giggling.
Yeah.
Like,
and they just went inside and we're like, all right, well... Congrats on the house. It's great.
Yeah, yeah. Brandy's like, I love your house.
Lucky you guys.
And I was like, well, as he's like walking in, I was like, well, if more people show up at your house, you'll know why. He's like, yeah, good point.
Yep. so we're not getting that one.
A very awkward like walk away moment. Yeah. But yeah, we're not getting that one. So that's our house hunting journey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So hopefully.
We didn't see any more than that, did we?
No, we did not. Because we got into two.
And the first one we liked. We did.
Smelled nice.
But
it was just, you know.
The more I think about it, I'm like, I liked it.
There was a lot of space, which was nice.
There was a lot of space.
There was a room for our
office. Oh, there was a random little girl that like ran around the side of the house.
Lindsay was looking out the window and she screamed and jumped and was like, a girl ran by. And then I looked out both windows and I couldn't see her. I finally saw her far off in the distance. But I couldn't see her. And I was like, it's going to be one of those things where we tell the neighbor, like, oh, we saw a little girl run by. And they're like, oh, she's been dead for 40 years.
Yeah.
And it's a ghost.
And I'm like, yeah, we're not living here.
No.
Daddy, what are you doing?
Daddy at the sitting desk. All right, let's do Pussy Ass Bitch of the Week.
Okay.
Pussy Ass Bitch of the Week.
Pussy ass bitch of the week. Every week we award someone Pussy Ass Bitch of the Week. You can nominate any stories, anyone. It could be someone you know, new story. It could be a famous person, whatever. Email them to us, onlyblpod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram @tits_pod. All right, so nominee number one was sent to us on Twitter. It's a viral story that's going around Twitter. And a 32-year-old woman, she wants to remain anonymous, says that her husband has done something that she may divorce him over. They've been together for 14 years. She writes that her and her husband each have their own income and their own savings accounts, but they have one joint account where they pay bills out of and they share everything. They split everything 50-50 when they're paying bills out of that joint account, but then again, they have their own money. So she gets pregnant with her first child. They had a plan to do a natural birth, no medication, during labor. She realized that's a terrible idea.
Duh.
And at hour 24 of labor, She said, I need an epidural. She said her husband agreed and even encouraged it. Like, Gav, that's going to make you feel better. Get your epidural. So later, she gets the epidural. So later, they get a bill for $8,000. And she writes that he brought the bill to her and said that she should pay it all from her savings because, quote, you're the one that couldn't hold out for a few more hours and jacked up the bill with all the meds and an extra night's stay. And I shouldn't have to pay for all of your extra requests. If you wanted luxury, you should expect to pay for it. She said that he's also been calling her princess since then because she was acting so spoiled.
Didn't she give birth to his kid?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
She gave in, or she said she gave in and paid the bill herself. But then now she's thinking of leaving her husband. And
yeah, leave him.
I would say yes, leave him.
Why did he agree in the first place? I guess in the back of his mind, he's like, I'm just going to make her pay for it.
Even encouraged it.
Because he was tired of listening to her complain.
Yeah.
That's why he encouraged it.
And she didn't get pregnant on her own. It's both of you.
Yeah.
It's your child and you're not paying for her luxury. You're paying for a safe delivery of your child into this world.
Yeah. And then did they discuss that before they got pregnant? Like, hey, if you need meds when you give birth to a child that we're going to have, you're going to have to pay for it by yourself.
I guess they didn't because they just thought that it's going to be easy to do this without drugs. We'll be fine.
Or they didn't decide that until, you know, they were actually pregnant.
Yeah.
But the money thing was never discussed because that's so fucking stupid.
Yeah.
What a pussy.
And so she went ahead and paid it, but now she's thinking of leaving him. And I say yes,
leave him. She needs to think no further.
No reason to stay with this kind of guy.
Nope.
Terrible person.
Nope.
So that's nominee number one, the man who is forcing his wife to pay for her own epidural.
For his child.
For his child that he put inside her. Do you want to do yours next?
Well, I don't really... Okay, I don't understand this in the first place. Why would you be with someone when you already know that you don't like something about them that bothers you enough to not be with them, but you're with them? I'm not sure, but this this is a boyfriend and girlfriend. They're 25. And
nominee number two.
Oh, yes. Nominee number two. And he says that his girlfriend has almost no boobs. Almost.
Almost.
Almost. Not completely. This guy wants us to know that he loves his partner completely and he's thinking of marriage.
Oh,
she could even shave her head and get tattoos. Both things I really don't want.
What a generous, nice man.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I would still love her just as much and be committed to her.
So selfless.
Yeah. Secondly, this isn't me complaining about small boobs. They're not just smaller than average. This gets away with not wearing a bra sized boobs. Flat as a pancake. Wow. Okay.
Okay, if you have to start it off by saying this isn't me talking about small boobs, you're talking about small boobs. It's like saying a joke. Like, this goes down racist, but it's not racist. Yeah, you're exactly. Racist.
All the insulting terms one might use.
Pancake.
And then you put in parentheses, I don't and never have used them out loud, those words. I guess that's what he's saying.
Because he is such a kind man.
Yeah. Bras for her are decorative rather than supportive.
Okay, I wear them decoratively, and I enjoy them.
But just like most men, I had the desire to feel boobs since I was young. And sometimes, and then in parentheses, mostly when I'm horny, that feeling comes back, and I think about how I'll never get to experience it since my first and only girlfriend has none. Oh, this is his first girlfriend. Okay. And so then he goes on to say that when they have sex, he just makes sure that she's turned around the other way so that he doesn't have to see her no boob chest.
Just like you said, like why would you be with someone that you have this much of a problem with their body? That's
the part that, like, first and foremost just makes, and his response would be like, because I love her. Mm-hmm. Like, but do you? Don't be with her. If you're even having to go on the internet or whatever and like ask people if you're an asshole, then you probably shouldn't be with her.
No.
But then he says, it's a desire, it's a fantasy, not a wish for her body to change.
She'd probably wish that you had a bigger penis, too.
Yeah. And then he says basically that it's okay that he says it because she voices insecurities about it.
That doesn't make it okay for you to say it and to act on her insecurities. And the one thing that she's insecure about, you're going to play into that and make it worse for her by doing that, dumbass.
You should make her feel better about it. Be like, I love you and your small tits. He did say, I find her attractive. It really isn't that kind of an issue. I just wish to find a way to show her, but she hates it when I try to grab them as it reminds her that there's nothing there. Her words is what he wrote.
So her words.
Yeah.
They're not her words because you've said the same thing and you feel the same way.
But maybe she should let him grab her tits that she doesn't have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, she should. Like,
because he's like, she's not, she doesn't want me to do it because it, she feels weird about it. Lighten up a little bit about it then too.
Yeah, lighten up a little bit. But also don't play into her insecurities.
Yeah, don't play into the insecurities. I totally agree about that.
And if you're not attracted to someone, don't be with them.
Yeah, he says he is attracted to her. He just wants to grab her no tits.
He's like, I'm attracted to her, but I also have to complain on Reddit about how to fuck her from behind. Otherwise, I will knock it off. Quite a nominee.
Somebody says, listen, she is a complete person and you should be thankful you have one girlfriend.
And also, I feel like if she ever, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but I would assume he sounds like the kind of guy that if she ever made a comment about his penis size or something, that it would upset him, hurt his feelings. He wouldn't understand how to deal with it. But he can say things about her small tits.
He wouldn't be able to handle it.
He'd cry to his mom.
Be like, mommy, why did you give me a small penis?
I bet his mom's got big tits, and that's why he wants a girl with big tits.
Somebody said, LOL, bro, stop crying about blessings.
Seriously, though.
Make sure she knows you wouldn't have it any other way. I'm like, well, that's just a lie, because...
He would love to have it another way.
Wow, that's really funny. Anyway, that's pussy ass bitch.
Nominee number two. The guy very upset about his girlfriend's pancake boobs, as he calls them.
Even though it's his choice to be with her.
Yeah. And he's not saying he doesn't like small boobs, or he's not saying complaining about small boobs. He's just complaining about small boobs.
Yeah, he's just letting you know.
So nominee number three is a 53-year-old man from California. He's on a hunger strike because he's a landlord. And right now there's an eviction ban, so he can't kick out any of his tenants. So he has set up shop in his town's community center where he has signs that say things like hunger strike until die, and he's not eating.
Good.
Which I say, yeah, please kill yourself, because landlords like you are the scum of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to kick out a woman and her children that haven't been able to pay rent. The law still states that tenants have to eventually pay whatever their back rent is, so it's not like this woman's just going to get away with living for free, but right now she's a single mother with kids, can't afford the rent, and this guy wants to kick her out and make her homeless. But the county has that eviction ban going on, so that's why he's doing his hunger strike. Other landlords have come out with signs to support him at his hunger strike. A family member said the landlord's not doing well with the hunger strike because he has diabetes. He's showing signs of high blood pressure, and he's so weak he has to use a wheelchair. Well, update, after 70 hours of not eating and feeling so weak he's in a wheelchair, the county lifted the eviction ban and granted his wish, and he gets to kick out this mother and her children.
Wow, where is this?
This is in California.
Holy shit.
So many pussy ass bitches in this.
Horrible.
When I first found the story, it was just about his hunger strike, and I'm like, let me Google this guy to make sure he's still not eating. But no, the county lifted it after 70 hours of not eating. They lifted it, and now he gets to evict.
They lifted it for him, basically?
Basically.
Or was it just coincidence?
It was
coincidence.
Him doing the hunger strike, and then all the landlords out there with their signs with him that say, hunger strike until die. 70 hours it took, and now he gets to kick out this woman and her kids.
Wow. That's pussy-ass bitch. It pisses me off.
Yeah,
though.
It like, makes me so angry. Because
what the fuck?
One, he's probably charging her way more than any rent should be at that place. And now, because he didn't eat for a few days, he gets to kick out a woman and her family. Such a piece of shit. So many people. The counties, what pussy-ass bitches you are for falling down to a guy who's, it's his choice not to eat. If he wants to fucking starve himself, that's his fault. That doesn't mean you should lift an eviction ban on an entire county because one guy's not going to eat.
How does it make sense? Because it's like, so he basically bases his income off of kicking people out of the houses every month?
He makes his income off the rent that people pay, but this woman hasn't been able to pay, and the county had a moratorium on evictions saying that you can't evict anyone. They've had it since COVID, since the pandemic.
Yeah.
So it's been going on for 3 years. They've had this until now because this guy starved himself and was like, this woman hasn't paid her rent in a couple months. I want to kick her out, even though I know she can't afford to pay rent right now, and I know that I'm going to get it eventually because the law still states that you have to pay whatever back rent you couldn't pay. But no, he starved himself for a few days, and so an entire county gets the eviction ban lifted.
Wow.
And he gets to kick out this mother and her kids. So that's nominee number three.
I don't remember what number one was now.
To review, nominee number one was the woman whose husband, she's not the nominee, the husband's the nominee. They split everything 50-50. she had to get an epidural labor.
Yeah.
And he said, guess what? You have to pay that entire bill yourself because I'm not the one that needed the luxury and extra meds to get through a couple of hours, he said.
Yeah, number two is the flat tip guy.
Not attracted to his girlfriend's pancake boobs that he called them. Pancake titties. And he makes her turn around and he can only fuck her from behind if he wants to come because he'll see those flat titties and just go soft as a little piece of pasta.
As a fucking pancake.
Yep. Nominee number three was the landlord that was starving himself the county had an eviction ban and he couldn't kick out a woman and her kids from his apartment building. And then that was going to be the nominee. But now the nominee has grown to many more people because the county lifted a ban for the entire county over one guy starving himself like a bunch of pussies after only 70 hours. And so, yeah, that's nominee number three.
You and me should pick our nominees by doing one, two, three, and then saying.
Yeah, like we did last week.
Yeah. Okay, I think I have mine.
I think I have mine, too.
Let's do our nominees by A, B, and C. And so we'll say one, two, three, and say A, B, or C.
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. A.
C.
That's okay. Because I was between those
A
two. A
is
the birthing one that he made her pay for her to have birth, basically, because she wanted an epidural. Mm-hmm. And then C is landlord.
Yeah.
Which, total pussy-ass bitch.
Yeah. We like to award it to someone who has the ability to change, who can see, we are telling you you're acting like a pussy-ass bitch, and you can take that and grow as a person and be less of a pussy-ass bitch. And so, even though I do feel strongly about C, they've changed a law for this man that they're not going to go back and change. He's not going to change because the landlord is...
A landlord.
A landlord, and he's going to be greedy until the fucking day he dies.
Yep.
So...
I don't know if this other man, A, can change either, though.
We can hope that he can, though.
We could. We could. We can hope. Yes.
Especially if his wife leaves him. Maybe he'll see...
And I forgot about that. She's
you
contemplating.
Should leave him.
She's contemplating leaving him or not. And that's... I give her props for that because that's way harder to do when you have a kid in the mix.
Yeah.
You know?
Especially a brand new kid, too.
But that's something that would be really hard for me. Not even just to put it... It's not like a huge, huge deal. Like at the end of the day, it's not like a huge deal, but he's never going to be able to actually get it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he'll ever get it.
No. And it speaks to his character that he would be comfortable saying things like you couldn't go a few more hours.
Ew.
And then act as though this is all her doing, that it's not his child or something.
Yeah,
like he had part in this.
Hey, dude, you couldn't go a couple more hours before you came inside of me?
Yeah. So,
you dick.
They split everything 50-50. If that were the case, he takes heavier shits than her, probably. He's using more water every time they flush the toilet. He should be paying more water. She's not paying for shit luxury like he is.
You got a fucking point.
Little princess.
You're right. His shits probably take more water in the toilet bowl. And the bill's higher because of his stupid shits that he takes.
Exactly. So, yeah, congratulations, nominee number one, you are pussy-ass bitch of the week.
Pussy-ass, pussy-ass, pussy-ass bitch. Pussy-ass bitch of the week.
Oh, we have some honorable mentions.
Yeah.
We do have some honorable mentions.
Oh, Alex boy.
Oh, yeah, Alex Murdaugh. Murdaugh.
What is it? I say Murdaugh.
I've heard Murdaugh. I always say Murdaugh.
Murdaugh or like.
Yeah, it's like A-U-G-H.
Yeah, Murdaugh.
Which I would think is like Murdaugh, but it's not.
Murdaugh, probably.
Murdaugh.
Right?
Yeah. But anyway, I feel like there's no way anyone listening doesn't know who this guy is.
If you don't know,
but if
now
you don't
know.
He's the guy that was just found guilty of killing his wife and son after failing at killing himself with an assassin that he paid who missed and only wounded him.
That story is fucking hilarious to me.
Yeah. Which all stemmed from his son that he murdered. Before he murdered his son got in a drunk boating accident and killed a girl. And before that, their housekeeper mysteriously died. They kept all the settlement money from her family. And before that, one of the gay Murdaugh brothers, the guy he was sleeping with, it was like, hey, I'm going to out that you're gay because for whatever reason felt like he couldn't come out. He wound up dead mysteriously.
Wow.
So long line of murdering. Anyway, he was found guilty and we were watching the sentencing and the judge asked if he wanted to say anything and he said no. And then the judge kind of like
was awesome, by the way.
Lectured him and like really just like fucking read him, just really got him. And then fucking Alex Murdaugh with a weird smile on his face was like, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
He literally was just like, I am
innocent. I didn't do this.
I would never do this to my Paul boy, my Paulie boy.
And the judge even tried to sympathize him a little bit. He was like, you know what? Maybe you didn't, but you on 30, 40, 50, 60 opioids did. So,
yeah. He was just kind of like.
Lending in a new.
Yeah. And he literally was like, your son, who I'm sure you loved very much. Like, he really twisted the knife, you know?
And he didn't get the death penalty. He got 2 consecutive life sentences. And the judge was like, you know what? You didn't get the death penalty because every night your wife, Maggie, and son, Paul, are going to come to you. And you're going to see them every night. And he was like, I do.
He was like, I hardly see him.
I do. And then just to make him more of a pussy-ass bitch, he had to get his head shaved to go into prison. He just looks like a bright pink penis. He's very pink.
If you're going into prison for like a life sentence or a very long time, is it like protocol? Is it standard to have your head shaved, like woman or man? Because this was like a photo on the news that was released moments after they took him from court to prison. They shaved his head. So, and it was like not just buzzed, like this motherfucker was shiny.
I have 2 theories. Alex Murdoch,
the lice thing? Oh.
Is a lawyer from a long line of lawyers.
Right.
Who've put a lot of people away in prison. Well, now he's going to prison to live with probably a lot of people that he's put away in his career.
Ew, I never even.
And he's like
that same prison.
Yeah, he's like, all right, so maybe if I shave my head, I'll look tough and no one will mess with me. Or he's dumb and he's like, man, if I shave my head, they won't recognize me.
Did they give him the choice? I feel like you don't get any sort of choice in prison, so I don't know. But like, would you like your head buzzed or no? You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it works, but I feel like it was something they just do. Like, you go in there and they buzz your fucking head. Like, you're going to the army. I don't know. And I meant to look it up because now I'm really curious.
Daddy, the research desk?
A lot of prisons will shave the heads to in the prevention of the spread of lice, but also it may be used as a demeaning measure. Having the head shaved can be punishment prescribed in law.
Ooh. Oh, my God. That would be awesome if that was one of the laws.
What type of punishment?
One of his punishments. That sounds like something from, like, the 1700s. Like, shave his head.
Yeah, no, it really does.
You get 2 life sentences and a shaved head.
And it's going to stay
this way. Lock him up.
If you're going to shave your head, have to have it shaved. It was well done.
It was like Mr. Clean, shiny.
Yeah, like it put stuff on, moisturized it and shit.
And
but
we
no,
were watching
he looked
it
like a little boy's penis.
Bright
pink. I know that's really gross. Ugh, I can't.
So bad.
Yeah, you can imagine for yourself.
We watched
Google it.
We watched the sentencing live, and we watched him walk. They took him back through the door with a full head of hair. And
it
was probably like
hair.
10 minutes later, up was the picture of him bald.
I'm like, he didn't wear a wig.
It was fast. Like, they immediately went back there.
Did he wear a wig?
Ooh, what if he did wear a wig?
That was my other thing.
Because you can't wear a wig and they'll take your wig off for prison.
No, and I'm sure his head's not that shiny under a wig. Like, even if he didn't have much hair, like if he was bald, there'd still be something. So
something.
They did something to his fucking head.
They shaved that head. And then our last honorable mention, real quick, is one that Daddy found us. And definitely a great one for the list. It's this old dumbass guy who's mad at Target because he says they're making boys' clothes turn little boys gay. Because
what?
They have things like a rainbow on them or maybe a flower or a butterfly or something on a 3-year-old's shirt. And if that's on a boy's shirt, it's going to make him gay.
He's a piece of shit.
And what is supposed to be on their shirts?
Big old cocks. Big old cocks holding big old guns.
Bitch. Yeah, we want guns shooting cocks.
Cocks and guns.
Cocks shooting guns.
Like, seriously, what do they want on there? Trump?
They want to make America great again with my big dick.
Big trucks.
Boobies.
Boys and trucks and boobs. Boys, trucks, boobs. BTBs.
BTBs.
Gross.
And count your blessings that this is the first time you've had to ever think about anything like this. Because if you go to the girls' section of any store, across every shirt, it'll say things like, I'm strong or powerful or
beautiful.
Smart. Because
always beautiful.
Women from the time were little, tiny little children, it's ingrained and taught to us that we are lesser than, we are not powerful, that men are the powerful ones.
Superior.
We do not have that superiority. So we have to wear shirts that fucking say it across our chest so that we try to believe a lie. You guys, there's no shirt. You don't go to the boys section, there's a shirt that's like, I'm strong or I'm smart
or
I'm independent. No, because women have to tell ourselves this over and over from the time we're little, so we try
to
believe
it. It's very true. It's kind of fucked up that they put those words right across your tits.
Yeah, it makes no sense. It's really fucked up.
They put it right across your tits, so like dudes are reading your shirt, and you're like, why are you staring at my tits, bro?
Because it says you're a strong, independent woman. So that's going to do it for episode 8 of 2 in the Skates. We're going to go eat some nudes and scissor.
Maybe do some hinges later.
Yeah, maybe do some hinges. We'll throw that up there as well. Again, don't forget to follow us at tits_pod on Instagram. Email us your nominees, onlyblpod@gmail.com. Buy shit from us, onlybnl.redbubble.com. Whatever you buy, we'll lick, and then we'll mail it to you.
We'll lick it.
You'll have our DNA.
We'll lick it with...
one of a kind.
A body part.
We'll lick it with a body part. That's what we're going to do for you.
Yeah, we'll scoot on it like dogs do when they're like scooting their butts. I'm just going to scoot on it for you.
Yeah, so buy stuff so that you get our scooting body parts.
What, daddy, saturate it? Oh, leave him a snail trail.
Mm-hmm.
Like a poopy?
No, you know when a snail goes by and it leaves this little slimy...
that's disgusting. Holy shit. What?
All right.
Wow. What is that?
That's gonna be my new name for people. You fucking snail trails.
Yeah,
bunch of snail trails in this room.
That's insulting.
Yeah, you're a fucking snail trail.
Wait, what is that from the snail though?
There's just slimy body fluids, snail fluids.
So like if I could like, sorry mom, I could like drag my pussy.
If you got a slimy snail
across,
pussy.
Yeah, not mine's, but across the floor.
That's your snail trail, baby.
Wow.
Wow.
I wish you could mail that shit to someone.
Mail your snail trail through snail mail.
I would mail my snail trail to some someone. If before tonight, if any dude ever contacted me and said, "Will you send me some of your snail trail?" I would be like, "What?"
It's like them wanting your dirty underwear.
The dirty underwear is disgusting to me, but I get it.
It's just dried snail trail.
I get why, dude. Because dudes. And I'm not saying every single one of you likes dirty underwear, so don't come at me, but like.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, how would you get turned on by like a girl, especially like a thong? Like,
and I don't know any woman that's turned on by men's dirty underwear. Like, could you imagine going to a guy's house and be like,
please
show me your stiff cum rag? Because that kind of shit turns me on.
Your stiff cum rag. No. He's like, you mean my sock?
Yeah.
That and like, no, men's underwear, like. Stinky sour balls.
Gross.
Balls are the worst fucking, way worse than stinky puss. I don't know. I could argue myself on that one too, so I'm not sure.
Neither are great. What we're saying is wash your hind parts.
No,
wash your undercarriage.
About the balls, though, they get sour.
Yeah, a little milky.
It's like that, yeah, but it's like that. Yeah, it's like that. Yeah. Just sour. Like you can't not smell it. Like it's sour.
It's bad.
I'm just glad that I don't have to deal with that.
I'm glad you don't have to deal with balls either. Although yours would smell nice.
Mine would smell nice.
You'd have nice smelling balls.
So.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you guys next week.
You would too.
Thank you.
I would tickle them.
Thank you.
I would lick them.
Thank you so much.
Scissor them.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.